وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the value of life from an Islamic perspective, and we were saying that life needs to be preserved and protected, and that is the cornerstone of Islamic belief. Violation on others' life and depriving an individual of his right to live in the eyes of Islam is the biggest sin. So we have what we call major sins, right? So we have major sins in terms of belief, and that is to commit kufr or shirk in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the, you know, the first one would be despair from Allah's mercy. And when we look at the practical sins, the first and biggest sin is taking one's life. And that's a major sin. It's a sin that it will guarantee a person who kills another person eternal damnation, eternal hellfire. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, seeing the destruction of the world is easier for God than seeing a believer being murdered. I mean, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this entire universe means nothing, is valueless. What has value is the life of a person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cares about that more than anything else. So the Prophet said, if this whole universe, this whole existence collapses and gets destroyed, and you know, seeing the destruction of it, it's more easier to Allah than seeing a mu'min, a believer, being killed. And all I can say is, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on us, because we constantly destroying this universe over and over by shedding the blood of other people. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمْ. He who kills a mu'min deliberately, obviously, you know, there's a room for accident, but deliberately, as we see in Syria, as we see in Yemen, as we see in Iran, as we see in Iraq, as we see in many countries, Muslims being killed, innocent Muslims. Allah says, then his punishment is hell. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They would remain in it for eternity. I mean, eternity is not even a number. It's a concept. It's something that we cannot, our minds cannot comprehend the concept of eternity. Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stop here? Obviously not. He says, وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ. So Allah, not only he will enter him hellfire for eternity, he has the wrath and the anger of Allah upon him, and Allah is cursing him. وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. So sometimes a person gets to hell and he thinks, okay, I'm done. But Allah says, no, you will be coming, you will go to hell. On top of that, a person will be cursed. On top of that, the person will have the anger of and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And more than that, there's a severe punishment. Because people, obviously, in hellfire, each person gets punished depending on his sins and depending on what he did. The worst of them, obviously, are those who take the life of an individual, a life of a believing man or a woman or an innocent person. Let us take a short break and then we will continue right after, inshallah.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Now, furthermore, in Islam or in Islamic law, the punishment for killing someone without a legal permit, in this word, is execution. So the Quran says, and the Quran obviously states that law in verse 33 of chapter 13. He says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. And do not kill the soul which Allah has forbidden, except by right, obviously. وَمَنْ قَتَلَ مَظْلُومًا. And who have, and whoever is killed unjustly, we have given his heron authority, but do not exceed the limit of taking a life. Indeed, he has been supported by Allah. So Allah says, obviously, if a person gets killed unjustly and rightfully, those his family members have the right to seek retribution and have a life taken for a life. So Allah says, I have given you that right. But if it is possible, I mean, Allah is talking to those who have this power to take the life of the other person for taking a life of one of them. He's like, it's better not to kill. If you forgive, it would be a much better thing, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obviously is trying to preserve and the life. One of the outstanding characteristics of the Islamic law was a serious fight against the inhumane act and tradition of burying their infant daughters alive. Now, this is something that when we read the Quran, we see Allah says in the Quran, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُؤْلَتْ بِأَيِّ دَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. That the infant child on the day of judgment will ask, for what sin was it killed? And we hear, we read some of the saddest stories that one could come up upon when we flip the pages of history and we see that before the era, before Islam, how men used to bury their daughters alive. So Islam, one of the strongest things that Islam stood against was that fact. But at the advent of Islam, it was immediately banned. So when Islam came, they banned that practice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they stood harshly against such a practice of killing and burying an infant child. As Islam began to strictly against it and firmly put laws in this regard, that you have no right to take the life of other people, and especially when it comes to one's children. Allah says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادُكُمْ خَيْشَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ. And do not kill your children out of fear of poverty, which they used to do back in the day. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moved very harshly against those who take the life of innocent people, be it their own, be it daughters or be it children, or be it the life of other people. So Islam values the life of life more than any system or anything in this existence. We'll leave it here, and inshallah we will continue in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله